Conan, what is best in life?
To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of their women.
That is good. That is good.
Hey everybody, what is happening? Bam here. This is basically a short episode. We did the Patreon giveaway, Patreon drawing. If you won something, I will be getting it out next week to you. So I'm going to start doing that the last podcast of the month. We're just going to do a random number generator and draw for whoever wins, and I'll get it out. So it's just me and Alex. Everybody else was doing holiday and Christmas stuff. So I did promise you an episode, so I'll at least put that out. Any feedback, any comments, any changes you want us to make, let us know. We've got some pretty good suggestions. I'm going to implement them in the weeks to come. I will quit rambling. Thanks for your support through this year. I know it was an unusual year. We made some changes, did some stuff, and most of you stuck by us, and so it is greatly appreciated. You can always shoot us an email, flyingmonkeyswargaming@gmail.com. Choose a voicemail. The number is on the Facebook page. I'm shutting the fuck up. Here's the episode. And Alex and myself got other holiday stuff to do. My fiance might have the COVID, so she's downstairs sacked out on the couch. What are you building, Alex?
I'm just basing my sanguinary guard.
Sanguinary guard. They are the bee's knees right now.
They're real good.
Good.
I think the word spiky bits used was they're decent.
They're decent?
Their specific word was, yeah, they're decent.
Yeah, Alexander Akuna said video is much better, y'all. Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, so we had a... I guess we could talk about the tournament this weekend, this Sunday.
Sure,
Shown of can. Alex and I got to duke it out. My new hotness versus Alex's updated hotness, the rematch. So, I guess we had a Sunday RTT. How many folks showed up, you think?
It was like 18, right?
Yeah, it was pretty good-sized RTT. And round one, I wound up with a bye because there was an odd number. So I think it might have been 17, now that I'm thinking about it. We had somebody drop. And so I got a round one win. Alex had the Necrons round one. I think you pretty much raffle stomped him, didn't you?
Well, so kind of. I got to go first, so that worked out really well. But I mean, at the end of the game, both had like five models left on them. I had dominant board control for the entire game, so he just couldn't score any points. He sure killed all my stuff. Killed the shit out of it.
Yeah, killed the shit out of it.
Yeah, he was playing destroyers, like the bunch of like one unit of Ophidian destroyers, one unit of guys with the axes and a full unit of regular old destroyers, and then two units of the new, like, super murder death laser destroyers, and two cube sides. So, his firepower was prodigious.
So what do you think of Necrons?
I think they're fine. I think that they're super... I think that I lose that game if he goes first, is what I think.
Yeah.
I think that they're really... I think my perception of them is a little skewed, because I think that that destroyer list is actually better against me than it is against some of the other ones that are around. List that everyone wants to play, which is like the warrior spam. I don't give a fuck. Please bring 60 or 90 warriors, however fucking many it is. Please do it. It's just free knobs for my dudes. And,
yeah.
You know, one of the only armies that can say that right now, right? Obviously that list is good. So again, my perspective is skewed.
Yeah. Ryan Beaver says it blows that right now we have the best meta in a long time and no one can barely play. Dude, I hadn't thought about that, but really, you know, the meta is pretty good right now. You know, it's...
People have come up with some weird stuff out of books that you wouldn't think were playable, and, like, they are.
Yeah. So my game two at that tournament, I can't remember what the fuck I played now. Oh, I played Space Marines.
Hummingbird.
I played Hummingbird. And for those who don't know, we have a local named Hummingbird who insists on Land Raiders and Tactical Marines are the way for Space Marines. And there's not really much talking him out of it. You know, I'm not sure why he's so dead set on making that thing. Yeah, I agree, Ryan. Death Guard could change the meta.
I think they will.
Yeah, I'm interested to see Drukhari, honestly. I think the Xenos tone is going to be interesting. And those who don't know, Games Workshop put out an announcement today, and they're gonna slow down the pace. So we saw this morning they were putting around, you know, basically that they're gonna release about one book a month instead of the two book a month beatneck pace that we're on.
Probably because their supply is fucked.
Yeah, I think their supply chain is probably fucked, and they're trying to get it figured out, but. So game two, I played the Space Marines. I pretty much beat the pants off of him. Game two, you had Space Marines too, didn't you? You had that Imperial Fist list, right?
I did. It's so good. God.
What was his name? He was out of Fort Riley.
His name's John Brock.
John Brock. Seems like a cool dude.
He is. He's a nice guy. He's a really good player, and his list, like, I happen to play what he kind of acknowledges is the hard counter to it, like the Blood Angels kind of smash face kind of list he has problems with because of board control stuff.
Right.
God damn, man. Like, the amount of shooting that that list has and just the damage it can put out, it's a good list. So.
Oh, good. What's the score of that game end up being?
It was like 88 to 20 or 30 something, 37 maybe.
That's not bad.
But you know how those games tilt though, right? Like, once you hit that like that moment, then all the score just hits hard.
Just like our game? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Like our game.
So round three.
So to address Ryan,
No, go ahead, Alex.
So 1 second before I forget that he's saying something. So ironically, right, Ryan, I think that Death Guard are going to change the meta. From the Space Marine perspective, I think there's a good chance of that. I think that Necrons are going to be super fucking good against Death Guard. Like, really hard counter to Death Guard with the amount of, like, damage 3 shit that they have that doesn't care about the disgustingly resilient or the two wounds. And Death Guard don't have a lot of damage output. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Because with Mortarion, unless he has access to something like Old Disgustingly Resilient, there's so many units in the game that don't care that you have 18 wounds or whatever and a 4-up invulnerable save. Like, Eradicators, the new heavy destroyers, like, they don't care. Like, you're going to take wounds, you're going to fail some saves, and every save that you do is... Yeah, I mean, yeah, I agree he has stuff, but, like, I don't know if it's that stuff, you know?
Yeah, Drukhari are looking to be glass cannon and will be hard to play. Yeah, I think that's just Drukhari in general, though. They've always been kind of that flavor of things. Yeah, so round three, Alex and I met at the top table, grudge match. The last time I played Alex with my list, I got the jump on him and gave the feel bads. And this was looking almost to start, not necessarily as bad, but it started good for me. And I think turn two, it was looking pretty bad for Alex. And then he had a really, really spectacular turn three, made some key moves. And I made a couple small mistakes, and he capitalized on them. And that was pretty much Alex ran away with the game after starting back on his back foot. So, but it was a good game. We had a good time. And I like when we play because I know that like either one of us can walk away. It's not going to be, you know, just a dead set predestined one of us is going to win every time. So
very rarely is the game just determined and or over.
Yeah, where I know there's a lot of people I walk up to the table and I'm just like, eh. I'm going to win this, but pretty much. So, but yeah, it was good, man. Congrats on the tournament win. It's good to see you get the Blood Angels dialed in. So
yeah, I think I've got it right where I want it for now, at least.
So. Yeah. Homestarmy said, as long as they don't give Morty the gas mark X number of wounds per phase. Ooh, that'd be fucking dirty. Especially with Morty.
Yeah, but I mean, that would be like, we've seen his profile.
Yeah.
They've already released all his rules. He doesn't have...
Yeah, dude, that guy being tough eight with that.
This is a Warlord trade, which I fucking super doubt.
Yeah. Charles Fox...
Well, and yeah, them, just that faction having a Warlord trait that does that.
Yeah. And Charles made it in the chat. He must be back from leave night. Dude, yeah, I agree with you, Ryan. That would be just too nasty if he had that ability and the T8. So I think this is probably going to be it, guys. We might go ahead and start doing the drawing. We don't have a ton of viewers tonight, but it is the first night on the YouTube. So, damn it! And now it's telling me I got a weird signal. What's that, Alex?
Said plus holidays.
Yeah. Stuff. Oh, damn it. Now I'm getting an error. This is horse shit, man.
I still see stuff happening. It seems like it's lagging a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, Charles, I cannot be at League Night. Laura might have the COVID, so if Laura has the COVID, that probably means that I have the COVID. So we're gonna err on the side of caution and try not to give everybody else the COVID. All right, let's go ahead and do this drawing, and we will call it for the night. No data. Unless I restart my streaming software. Awesome. So I have to restart my streaming software. Guys, I will be right back. Wizards ICT. www.wizardsict.com. We have all of your tabletop wargaming, board games, and comic book needs that you could have or want. We will fill them for you. We offer discounts of 10 to 20% on every single order. And if your order goes over $100, we will ship it to you for free. We carry most of the top 40 board games, most of the top tabletop wargames, and Marvel and DC comics and a lot of independent books. So if you're looking for a comic book subscription, you're looking for a new board game to try out, you're looking to fill that Warhammer army out with some new models, we can help you out. Check us out at www.wizardsict.com. Hope to hear from you soon. Wizardsict.com, and shoot us an email. We'll let you know if we have it, if we can get it, and we will get it to you. Will this help you get your geek on? All right, stream should be back. It made me reboot my shit, guys. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, home stormy. I might have gotten Wuhan'd. I'm feeling okay, though. I had a headache and a lot of fatigue. And other than that, I'm not bad. So Laura's kind of kicking her butt a little bit. She's really tired. And she doesn't feel great. She's got a headache. I don't know. My deal is probably what a mild hangover would be. All right, let's go ahead and do... I'm going to cover up Alex's beautiful face here for a little bit because we're going to go ahead and do some drawings. And we're going to bounce basically the system I have in place. I might be able to do this without covering Alex up, actually. I have a spreadsheet of basically all the patrons, and then I have a random number generator. And so what I was going to do was have the random number generator, if I can get to it here. Okay, so here is the spreadsheet of the patrons. We'll go over there to the side. I think you guys can still see Alex.
Which is what really matters here.
Ryan, I'm giving away tonight. We talked about last week. I've got a Harlequin Solitaire for the $1 folks. I have a McFarlane Toys Ultramarine action figure for I think the Poo Flinger, which is the Crop Duster, which is level 5, the $5 and above. And then for the $15 and higher, I've got a Tau Battle Force that we're giving away. So it's a few $100 worth of stuff, man. It's Christmas. I'm being the 40K Santa.
Yeah.
So next month, man, if you guys want in on a drawing next month, get in on the Patreon, and we'll give the goodies away. The goodies are sponsored by my store, Wizards ICT, www.wizardsict.com. Wizards Asylum here in Wichita, Kansas is my shop, and they're sponsoring the giveaways. So, all right, let's do the first one. Alex, are you ready? Okay, we got the... Oh, I had the other names up there, too. That might just work better that way. And my random number generator.
God, I hope Patty wins.
I do, too. It'd be super cool if Patty won. Alright, let's do, we gotta get one at the Poo Flinger. So basically, here's the rules. If I don't get a Poo Flinger, I'm just gonna regenerate the number until I get a Poo Flinger. So this is whoever gets the Solitaire. So 20 is Andrew Johnson, and he's a Poo Flinger. So congrats, Andrew. You get the Poo Flinger. Reward of the Solitaire. I need to write that down so I don't forget, huh? 20. Alright, so now the next one is the McFarlane Toys, and this will go to the Crop Duster or higher. So we got a 16, which is Home Starmy. That's the Ace Monkey. He's in the chat, I think. I'll ask him if he wants it. Where's he at? I'll give it some delay.
It's in the chat. Yeah, there's definitely some. Still better, though.
It is. I think I'll play with my settings.
Ah, fuck.
What are you fucking about?
I did a bad.
Bro. At least you set your office on fire.
That's true. Not this time.
Alright, we're gonna re-roll for the... It will take him out of the big one, though, if it takes him out of the big one. Okay, he said he's good with letting a crop duster get that. Alright, man. So, crop duster, we're doing it again. 24 is Nate Martin, who is an ace monkey. That'll be for the big one. 29, Patty Neely is a poo flinger, so she can't get that one. 8. John Stovall is a crop duster. So, John Stovall, you get the McFarlane Toys action figure. Alright, here's the big one, guys. We are giving away a towel. Battle Force. So, towel Battle Force is going to go. Alright, this will go to a an ace monkey. 6 is a Benjamin Royer, that's crop duster. 12 is an ace monkey, and that will be Matt. I don't know what Matt's last name is. But whoever Matt is, you won the Tau Battle Force. So,
is it Matt Neely?
No, it's not Matt Neely. Congratulations, Matt.
That would be the best.
Yeah, he's already got a Tau Army, too. So, congratulations, yeah. Matt.
Congrats, Matt. Merry Christmas.
Congrats, John Stovall. And congrats to Andrew Johnson on your win. I'll be probably shipping these out whenever we don't have the COVID. Worst case scenario, I might be able to throw them on my porch and talk Alex into shipping them out. If Alex is good doing that for me. So I'll keep you guys posted. So thanks for tuning into the stream tonight. If you tuned in, I know it's a shorter stream. We're just doing the giveaways. Alex and I were going to talk about the tournament. Next Thursday, we'll be back to the regular one. So 40K Santa has been kind to all. So if you want to be on the next month's drawing, get into the Patreon, and we'll be doing the same thing or something equivalent. I'll try and keep giving the good prizes away, and hopefully it encourages you guys to tune into the stream and see if you won something at the end of the month. Alex, any closing thoughts?
We'll talk to you guys on Thursday.
Yep, see you guys Thursday. Hopefully we get some 40K in between now and then, and we have something to talk to you guys. This is probably the last one of the year, so guys, really, what's next week? I think we might get one more if next Thursday.
It's the 31st, so.
Yeah, maybe we'll see. It's New Year's Eve, so we'll see if we're back next week. We might take the week off. So, but happy New Year's, guys! And Alex, last word.
Fucking hi, Patty.
Hi, Patty. All right.
Game over, man! It's game over!